Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. Welcome to Stock Talk. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media, and our coverage continues from the floor of the Extraordinary Future Conference 2019 in Vancouver. Extraordinary Futures allows investors to meet and connect with leading public companies and startups, schedule one-on-one meetings, and join thousands of engaged investors to learn about disruptive opportunities and trends in science, technology, cannabis, and many other hot sectors in the capital markets. I am very pleased to be joined today by Danny Brody, who is the Chief Corporate Officer of his new venture, Hemp Fusion. Welcome, Danny. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
Excellent. So you have come from a hugely successful career at this point in the cannabis sector. You have so many companies you've been involved with and taken them to huge heights in success. Tell me a little bit about what has led you to Hemp Fusion and launching that company at this point, and what your tell us about your background a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. First, thank you for the kind words and introduction. It's been an incredible journey over the last 5 or 6 years with all these different projects that we're kind of working on.
We
basically got started right when the medical market and legalization kind of began in sort of 2012, 2013. One of my partners, Dave Doherty, helped provide the seed capital for a company, small company at the time, which was known as Organigram. I got involved a little bit later. I was in 2014 and 2015 with my other partner, Rob Anderson. We got involved with a company called Kind Ken out of a small town in Paris, Ontario, that ended up becoming Emblem Cannabis. So
right.
We helped them raise $75 million over the course of 2016 and go public. And that was kind of our start on the Canadian medical market. But, with 38 million people in Canada, even if the medical market was 10%, you know, you're still looking at under 4 million potential users. So it's still a small market and great market because you're helping people, but small market from a kind of a financing and capital perspective.
Right.
So what we wanted to do is the second that Trudeau announced the recreational market on April 20th, 2016, we knew from our past projects and companies we're working on, we knew we could going to tackle that market. So we got started. We basically bought the Green Organic Dutchman from the original founders back in 2016.
Yep.
And started putting that together. So we put significant capital to work there. We knew we needed that sort of organic or a differentiating factor to make the company stand out. And then we raised $460 million and basically
Amazing.
Created what is the infrastructure for the company to become the largest organic cannabis brand in the world. But again, Canada's a great place to live, but it's still such a small country. So we really wanted to start shifting our focus down to the south and to the states where we have 10 times the population and 10 times the innovation.
Right.
So for us, the natural fit at that time was right when Prop 64 was going through in California. So we wanted to find a company that we could partner with out of California and build a large edibles brand on the THC side. So that ended up being a company called Plus Products. And at the time, they were the 43rd largest edibles brand in California. Fast forward to 2 years later, we've put $75 million into the company.
Yep.
And they're now the number one selling best yep. edibles brand in California with some incredible products. I just love them.
Yep.
And so from there, and this is all coming full circle here, but we started with Canadian Medical, then went Canadian Rec, and then went to California Edibles. But what is next? The question for us is, what is next? And for us, we really thought the US CBD market, with the passing of the Farm Bill specifically, was yes. going to pave the way for the future of CBD products in America. So we got the sector and the area of our focus lined up, and we had to find a company to work with. So we actually looked through about 385 different companies to find Hemp Fusion. And the reason we liked Hemp Fusion so much was because they had the entire infrastructure for success, everything that we look for. They had the products. They had 31 products already selling on shelves. They were already selling in 3,400 stores
wow.
already.
Yep.
They're in 47 states. So in a time when everyone is trying to make a CBD company and everyone thinks it's the be-all and end-all to getting rich or whatever you want to call it, these guys had the exact and completely developed framework for success. They had everything already there, from co-packers, like I said, distribution to products to sales, and just an incredible team that's put this whole company together. So the only thing they didn't have was access to capital.
Oh, well, then great fit.
Great fit, exactly. So that's where we came in. We've since put $6 million of our own money in. We just closed around in August for $36
million. Wow.
And we're putting money to work. My favorite thing here is they did all of that I just talked about, 3,400 stores in sales, 31 products on the market, 47 states. All of that was done on $5 million.
Oh my goodness.
And that was bootstrapped, completely bootstrapped from the founders since 2015. They're one of the first CBD companies out there. So
those are the kind of great entrepreneurs you want to be working with. Though,
exactly.
Hey?
Yeah. They're frugal.
Yes,
I love
exactly.
it. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we put our money to work and we're starting aggressively. We're adding new stores. We've got 26,000 stores in our pipeline, 26,000, right? We're in 3,400 now, transitioning hopefully to a lot more. And our target's up to upwards of 26,000. We're launching 25 new products. Those are coming online throughout the rest of the year. We're going international. We've got a whole bunch of different jurisdictions identified that we're going into, like the UK and Mexico. We've got over 600 stores. We're looking to start selling product in the UK, 3,000 plus in Mexico. And then, of course, M&A. We've got a large budget towards M&A. We just spent about $10 million on our first acquisition of a probiotics company.
Oh.
So we're trying to create value in different unique ways. And probiotics was a great place for us, because this company, Probulin, was already selling in over 2,500 stores. They've already got the products manufactured. And again, it's about creating value in unique and different ways. So what we can do is we can create a couple of things here. We could do a hemp fusion / Probulin collaboration.
Yep.
We could start putting CBD and hemp fusion in Probulin's products. We could launch a hemp fusion probiotics brand. There's a whole bunch of different synergistic things that we can make happen here to really start scaling the business.
Excellent. Wow. It sounds like you have so much on the go, Danny. It's always a pleasure to talk to you because you are always so busy and running around putting all together all these great deals and finding, like I said, great entrepreneurs, great companies to invest in and move forward with. Tell me a little bit about Hemp Fusion is located in Denver, Colorado. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yeah, we're in Denver.
And you've recently you're down there a lot, I would assume, of helping drive the business forward a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that landscape looks like? Obviously, the States is very different than Canada. What do you see happening in the U.S. with cannabis over the next, 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I've moved to I'm working on my temporary work visa to make all this happen officially.
Yeah.
So I can be down there for about a max 6 months. So I'm back and forth between Toronto and Denver quite a bit. But
yeah.
Denver it's kind of the birthplace of recreational cannabis. So for me being down there and for my team being down there and our company being down there, it makes all of the sense in the world. And you are right in the thick of it. You're right in the thick of legalization.
Yeah.
And you're right in the thick of seeing things like hemp-based CBD products for sale at Whole Foods. And when you're actually seeing these topicals on the shelves, you're seeing the different brands that are making waves there. That is one of the most competitive states within the country.
Yeah.
So the companies that are making it there, that are standing out there, I think are going to be the ones that pave the way for the rest of the company. They're the ones that are going to stake their claim for the entire country. So being down in Denver, I think, is very important. And as far as it's a competitive state, so the landscape remains very competitive.
So different than Canada, hey? I mean, just seeing things on the shelf in Whole Foods, as you say, I mean, it's so different, and hopefully we'll get there at some point soon.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, excellent. Can you just for investors, you were talking about bringing new products online. Anything different or anything that you can point out that maybe
100%.
Investors can look forward to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us a little teaser of what's coming up.
We just, so as I mentioned, with the way the major retailers and big box stores are working is because the hemp bill introduced legal CBD in certain things, but the FDA still controls regulations as far as food products go. So
right.
What we're seeing in all these big box major retail stores is bombs and creams and topicals. So.
Right.
Those are the only products you can have for sale right now in those stores. So we just launched our new topical and cream lineup. So we're working with a whole bunch of different stores. We're talking to literally everybody you could probably think of to get our products on shelves there. And it's about creating that brand value and brand loyalty among consumers.
Absolutely.
So when it comes time for the FDA to add clarity on whether or not food products can have CBD in it, We are going to be there. We are going to have that product synonymous with quality. And we can be one of the first movers when it comes time to have those products on shelves. So I think that's pretty important.
Excellent. And I love the probiotic sort of spin as well. That's something that's quite different and something that definitely something to keep an eye on.
There's a lot of other areas you can focus on, from probiotics to pet health to non-traditional partnerships.
Yeah, lots coming on board. So that's basically cannabis 2.0 then, from your perspective, with Hemp Fusion.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're looking to potentially do a deal with a Canadian LP so we can get product into Canada as soon as that's legalized later this year.
Yeah.
And it's all about creating different product forms that people can use. And then just to touch on your last question, I didn't quite finish it, but some of the new products, like I said, the topicals and skincare is one of them. We also have beverages coming out. We've got meal replacements coming out. Oh. We've got protein powders coming out. We've got additional supplements. We've got so many incredible products that are coming out. I can't wait to get these into the hands of consumers because I know and I've come to love the Hemp Fusion products that are out right now.
Yep.
Help me sleep at night, help de-stress, take my mind off everything. And it just works. They're fantastic. So anyway, lots of new products coming. And lots of exciting things.
Oh my gosh. It sounds amazing. You guys are, again, always so busy and always putting together great deals and looking for quality products, obviously. Hemp Fusion sounds amazing. And I love that you're sort of touching on newer ideas and bringing new products to consumers. That's fantastic. Hemp Fusion is private currently. What are the plans moving forward? Is that sort of in the cards to make that available to retail investors at some point, or what is that looking like?
Yeah, so we just raised $36 million through a number of brokerage firms and Canadian investors. We had a minimum and maximum of $20,000 US per shareholder. We ended up closing on about 1,500 shareholders for $36 million. So part of our idea and philosophy as a company is we want to be inclusive. We don't want to be an exclusive company. And the reason we want to be inclusive is because we can create a whole bunch of brand followers. We can create brand ambassadors, people that not just investing in the company, but people that go and buy the product, that use the product, that tell their friends about the product and love it. So we want to create an entire environment or entire ecosystem of shareholders that are also these brand ambassadors that come to support our company. So going forward, it's definitely our MO to raise money privately and then do an IPO. Timing-wise, we're looking anywhere between November and February. We're working on our audit right now. We're getting the prospectus all ready to go.
Right.
So as far as timing goes, it could be as soon as November. We never want to be a December issuer because typically tax loss season is the worst time of the year to come out. Then we could market in January and potentially list in February. But if everything goes according to plan, we're going to be listing as soon as November.
Excellent. Wow. Okay. Well, that's a very exciting story. And I'm sure investors are going to be following you closely. Investors, if you do want to check out Hemp Fusion currently as they're private and look at some of their products and look at some of the great things that they're coming out with, you can go to hempfusion.com to check them out. Danny, thank you so much. You are so busy, and I really do appreciate you taking time to sit down and talk with me and to Stockhouse Investors to let them know what you're up to next, because you're definitely a person to follow. You're always doing the most amazing things. So thank you again for joining
us. Thank you for having me, Cindy. I really appreciate your time today as well.
Thank you. Okay, so again, that was Danny Brody, and he is the Chief Corporate Officer of Hemp Fusion. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Tech and Cannabis Sector podcast from the floor of Extraordinary Future 2019. Thanks so much for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.